This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban announced Monday they had conquered the northern Panjshir Valley. The takeover ended the only armed resistance to their rule in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement, in part, the victory brings an end to the war across the nation. The Taliban media team released several videos of their takeover of Panjshir and said, and the raising of the Taliban flag at government buildings in the province Monday. But opposition forces, known as the National Resistance Front and led by Commander Ahmad Massoud, denied the Taliban claim in a Facebook post by Ali Massam Nazari, their head of foreign relations. Mutinous soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea have detained President Alpha Condé in an apparent coup d'etat. A video of the president in military custody was released after hours of heavy gunfire broke out Sunday near the presidential palace in the capital. An army colonel also seized the public airwaves, telling the nation that Condé's government is dissolved and the constitution is invalid. The defense ministry initially claimed the attack had been thwarted. Condé had been in power for more than a decade, but saw his popularity plummet after he sought a third term last year, saying that the term limits did not apply to him. In Thailand's worst coronavirus surge yet, lockdown measures have reduced what little Bangkok's have-nots had to zero. Their plight has given rise to volunteer groups working to ensure the poorest survive. For Thun Nai, the bag of rice, canned fish, and other staples he received meant not going hungry when his construction site was shut down. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Director General warned Monday that the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus saying, quote, no country can let down its guard. Complacency can be as dangerous as the virus itself. We must continue to be vigilant. He was speaking from Rome to a Southeast Asia regional WHO meeting in Nepal. The WHO chief said there had been several recommendations aimed at providing a better response to combat the pandemic. However, the most effective step, and what he said could make the biggest difference in the future, is to find solution for all countries equitably. Tedros has recently been asking countries to prioritize vaccination distribution to countries where only 1% or 2% of the population has been inoculated. Australia recorded three new COVID-19 deaths in its most populous state of New South Wales on Sunday. There were also nearly 1,500 new cases of the coronavirus. Speaking to reporters in Sydney, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the peak of ongoing outbreak was expected in the next couple of weeks. Berejiklian said 40% of the adult population in her state had received both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. The Australian state of Victoria recorded at least 180 new locally contracted cases of the coronavirus on Sunday. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said the majority of people hospitalized with COVID-19 were not vaccinated. Andrews urged people to take the vaccine. Britain's Armed Forces Minister on Monday suggested that a veteran who served in Afghanistan took their own life following the Taliban's takeover of the country, a claim he later admitted was incorrect. James Heapy told broadcaster Sky News that, quote, certainly one person has taken their life who did so because of their feeling over the consequences of the withdrawal of U.S. and U.K. forces from Afghanistan. Appearing in another television interview later on Monday, Heapy corrected himself, saying he may have been wrong and that the report he was referring to was inaccurate. A sheriff in the U.S. southern state of Florida says a man wearing full body armor fatally shot four people at random, including a mother and a three-month-old baby she was cradling. The suspect then engaged in a massive gunfight with police and deputies before getting wounded and surrendering. An 11-year-old girl who was shot seven times survived. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said Sunday that even after the suspect was arrested, he was so aggressive, he tried to wrestle a gun from police. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.